Please be advised that this presentation was recorded live on March 10th, 2020, and may not include information and data that factors in the COVID-19 global pandemic and its economic impacts.
Leading off our presentations is everybody's favorite economist, Dr. Vinod Aggarwal. Dr. Aggarwal is the Deputy Director of the Dragas Center for Economic Analysis and Policy in ODU's Strome College of Business, and a professor of economics at Old Dominion University. Welcome, Dr. Aggarwal.
Thank you very much. Let me start off by looking at Hampton Roads' economy as it is measured by gross domestic product. From 2002 to 2005, the real GDP grew on an annual basis by about 4.8%, a very nice growth indeed. However, from 2006 to 16, our GDP on an annual basis actually declined by about 0.1%, while the national economy was growing on average by about 1.6%. So one wonders what were the reasons. There were three primary reasons for doing so. First of all, we had the Great Recession. Second was deceleration of DOD expenditures in Hampton Roads. And third was lack of growth, significant growth in the private sector. And I'll talk about DOD spending as we move forward. I want you to pay attention to the next 3 years, 17, 18, and 19. 3 years of positive consecutive growth, an annual basis by 1.9%. You will see that most of this growth can be attributed to increased DOD spending in these years. So let's dive into DOD spending. Department of Defense used to spend about $10 billion a year in 2000 in Hampton Roads. It grew to about $19.8 billion in 2012, on average increased by roughly 6%. From 2012 to 2017, in nominal terms, it stayed flat or actually declined slightly. Since fiscal year 18, we start seeing a growth in DOD spending in Hampton Roads. Now, most of you already know this. About 40% of economic activity in Hampton Roads can be traced to DOD spending. So when DOD spending grows, so does Hampton Roads. So the growth you saw in the previous chart from 18, 19, and 20, as sorry, 17, 18, and 19, can be attributed to a significant extent to what happened to DOD spending. Other aspect of military presence and federal presence in Hampton Roads can be seen by growth or decline in active duty personnel and federal civilian workers. Federal civilian workers have actually grown over time. However, active duty personnel have declined from about 113,000 in 2003 to about 81,400 in 2017. So why is this important? If you were to look at average compensation received by active duty personnel and federal civilian employees, you will find that they receive roughly 2.4 times more in average compensation than private non-farm workers. In other words, we lose one of these guys, we need to create roughly 2.4 jobs just to stay even. Now, national economy since 2009 has grown by roughly 25% in real terms. We also have seen a 10-year growth in non-farm jobs at the national economy. However, during the same time, we also have run into this problem of rising deficits. Federal fiscal house is actually on fire in the following sense. We had the Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017, followed by increases in discretionary spending, and of course, with inevitable increases in mandatory spending. So you can see, starting fiscal year 2020, your deficit, annual deficit, is going to grow by more than $1 trillion every year, reaching about 1.8 by 2030. Coronavirus, and I'll talk more about coronavirus at the end of my talk, is likely to lead to increased deficits even further. Now, Great Recession affected jobs nationally. We lost roughly about 6.3% of national jobs, but it took about 76 months to recover. In Hampton Roads, we lost about 38,000 jobs due to this recession. And it took us almost 10 years to recover all the job losses. And since June 2017 through December 2019, we have been successful in creating only about 15,000 jobs, extra jobs. By the way, these job numbers do not include active duty personnel. The point of note here, however, is since 2017, at least we can say, we have been creating jobs. Another way of looking at the job market performance in national economy or Virginia economy, and since I'm talking about Hampton Roads economy, is to look at what is happening to the size of the labor force and employment of individuals. Since October 2009 through December of this year, labor force has increased by roughly 51,000 people. A decent growth. During the same time, employment of individuals had gone up from 755,841. You can do the math, it's about 86,000 people. What does this mean? More people employed today, so increases in employment are moving at a faster pace than increasing the size of the labor force, which has led to declining unemployment rates. Unemployment rate in 2019 averaged at 3.1%. This is good news for those who are looking for jobs and bad news for those who are trying to hire people. Labor market is indeed very tight. If you're trying to hire people, you have to offer higher wages, otherwise you're simply not going to find them. So one of the interesting problems in this economy is going to be finding the right labor at the right time at the right price. Now, going to the housing market, and Van will be talking about housing market in detail, I want to point out two things. First of all, what is happening to distressed sales market? If you were to look at listings of existing homes shown as distressed sales, distressed properties, you'll find that in October 2010, there were 3,200 listings of distressed sales. Good news here is they have been coming down steadily. At the end of February 2020, these numbers were almost the same as they were back in February 08. In other words, this market appears to be clearing. So the question becomes is Hampton Roads market more concentrated with sales activity than other markets? And the answer is yes. And the reasoning is very simple. 30% of all homes sold, existing market by the way, all homes sold are financed by VA loans. And 47% of newly constructed homes are financed by VA loans. And the 18% of homes are financed by FHA loans. These homes require almost no down payment or very small down payment. Meaning, if the market does not appreciate in value, these homes are underwater, and typically they go under foreclosure. So good news again is this market is clearing. Another good news for housing market is mortgage rates have never been this low as they are today. This year, we expect the mortgage rates to be less than 4%. Let's talk about coronavirus. If you saw what has been happening to the stock market indices since February 19th, only about 20 days ago, the market is down by roughly 20%. So the financial market. The real market is also down. Several sectors of the economy have been adversely impacted, mainly travel, tourism, meeting places, and they will have effects throughout the economy over the next few months. Back in January, almost everyone used to say the following, all economists, I mean, that we expect a slowing economy in first and second quarter of 2020. These 3 weeks have changed our forecast. So whatever forecast we made in January of 2020, January 29th of 2020, for the national economy and for the Hampton Roads economy, you can basically dump it. We will be revisiting these numbers as the dust actually settles down. However, I'm here to say to you the following statement. One part will still stay hold. Hampton Roads economy's GDP will grow at a faster pace in 2020 than the national economy, simply because of increased defense spending. So first and second quarter year growth can be expected to be negative at the national level this year. There's a very strong likelihood that Federal Reserve Board will go down to almost 0% federal funds rate in the next few months. We can also expect to see increased spending by fiscal policy. So federal stimulus is coming. In what form, we do not know. But we need to be prepared for the scenario. Now, that'll finish my talk, but let me just add one thing. I was not supposed to be here today. I was supposed to be for a vacation in Hawaii. If you see your program, Dr. Bob McNabb has nicely agreed to make the presentation instead of me. So the question is, why did I not go? Coronavirus, my friends. One of my buddies who was supposed to go with me and my wife is 80 years old. His son called me up. Uncle, do you really need to go? I said, no, we'll postpone the vacation. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Agarwal.